Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dan Campbell telling us today he will play to the strengths of his football team. We ask you, does that mean less aggressive on fourth down? 248-539-9797. Is that their best path to win a Super Bowl, is to make a midseason adjustment? Not to turn into Frady Cats on fourth and one, but just generally speaking, more Jack Fox and more of this defense. John, the strength of this team right now is their defense.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth in the NFL in sacks. How about on the money down, getting off the field? Fourth in the NFL on third down defense. You play field position, you let McNeil and Hutch, and you get Kirby Joseph back to pair with Brian Branch. Jack Campbell's having an all-pro season at the linebacker spot. They have had a really nice jump on the defensive side of the ball this year. That means no Sam Laporta, missing a couple dudes on the O-line. You're not converting the thirds or the fourths at the same clip. I know it's as easy as just go execute. If they don't have the personnel to execute at the same level, they're not the same team they were last year, you change the way you play.
So I unearthed this one little stat here. I want to see if it's something or nothing. And it plays to the defense being a strength, but turnovers. So the first five games this season, they were plus six. They were 4-1. The last five, they're 2-3, and they're a minus one turnover differential. And it's not like they're turning over the ball a ton, but they haven't been forcing them.
Right.
And Dan's big, and I kind of in hindsight wish I would have had that earlier for you. Just the inability to force turnovers. Kirby Joseph, Greg, thank you. Is a key element in that, and he hasn't been there. So, you know, shorter fields help offenses. The Chicago Bears lead the NFL in turnover differential at plus 16. The next closest team is plus 10. They're benefiting from it big time, but they're not turning the ball over. They only have like, I think it's four or six turnovers all, it's six,
yeah,
all season. So, you know, it's, I'm not trying to pin that necessarily on Goff, because that was not his fault the other day, the batted.
No, but let's talk about Goff, okay? Because I know there's going to be a response of, what are we paying this guy for if we have to punt the ball on third or on fourth and short and we can't go for it, or fourth and manageable, we have to punt now? What are we paying Goff for? When you pay Goff, you make a covenant with the football gods that you're going to put an offensive line in front of him. Because if you don't, you've wasted Jared Goff. You've set him up for failure.
And you've got a statue that is just going to get beat up.
So if you don't hold up your end of the bargain about putting an offensive line in front of this guy, then you can't act like you have an elite quarterback.
Well, and to go a step further, you've got to have the protection for your quarterback, but you also can't get the ball downfield to all these playmakers that Dan Campbell talked about.
Great point.
Because you don't have time in the pocket. It takes time for J-Mo to get downfield. As fast as he is,
he doesn't teleport.
Right. It takes time for him to be able to get downfield. Even those deeper crossing routes, it takes time for him to get open. You've got to have time in the pocket for him to get downfield so you can even throw the ball down there.
How about this part of it? Like an adjustment. First and second down become more important. Third down becomes more important if you stop assuming you're going to go for it on fourth down. adds urgency to explosives in the early play calls. Yep. And that's part of adjusting too, John, is, hey, if we're not going to go for it on fourth and four, well, we got to do a better job on early downs.
Right, yeah. You'd rather be third and two than third and five, yeah, and thinking, oh, well, we're going to pick up four and I'll go for it on fourth and one.
So that could be an adjustment too in playing to your strengths, is knowing, hey, we don't want to get into those money downs, and it's not the assumption that it used to be that we're just going to get them.
Right, and it can be as simple as, and I know everybody wants to run the ball more, I do as well, but on first down, if you're running a quick four-yard route with any of the receivers, and or it's a screen pass to one of the backs, and you pick up 4 or 5 yards, that's no difference than handing the ball off to David Montgomery and picking up 4 yards. Like, you can throw the ball quickly in those situations so that you don't have to protect for a long time.
Right.
You start to keep a defense on their heels, off beat, and now all of a sudden maybe the run game opens up. Now all of a sudden, hey, the protection seems to be a little bit easier, and you can throw the ball downfield later in the game.
I thought two of their best plays on Sunday night were short passes to Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because of what he can do when he has the ball in his hand and he's in space.
It is often, and yeah, you let him go. And you could still play to your strength in that way. Let's get to Walter and Warren. Walter, you're on 97.1.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me.
Of course.
So I think he's not going to come out. It's a good question, obviously, because you got to ask it when you go 0-4, whatever it was, on Sunday night. But it is the identity of the team. But he acknowledges that at this point, yeah, we're probably going to have to look at it a little differently. I thought there was a couple times in that Philly game where, yeah, you play field position. Why would you not? That fake punt, that one really stung. It didn't really make much sense. And then they showed the replay. Their defense was still on the field. So it's like, how do you not see that?
He said they liked that. Walter, he said they liked that matchup.
Yeah, that's the matchup they were looking for.
I don't know. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, but that's besides the point. Obviously, we have the advantage of hindsight there that, hey, it didn't work out. But I will say this, though. I think ultimately what it's going to have to come down to is mixing in those two running backs way more. I think I don't understand the diverting away from Montgomery, who's literally your bell cow, who's the guy that goes up the gut, who's known to just fall forward. Kind of diverting from that is a little puzzling this late into the season. I feel like they're removing him from the game plan. And I get Gibbs is a dog. He's probably top three running backs in the league, but we're wearing him out to the point where once this push comes, is he going to have fresh legs like he did last year? Obviously last year was a little different story. The defense was completely dead, but that's kind of what I'm worried about more than anything. And yes, you do have to adjust. You do have to make some changes. But I don't want the identity to go away. This is what this team is built on, being aggressive. But I think you start taking advantage of the defenses a little more. Line up like you're going for it. Try to get them to jump offside. If they don't, fine, punt it away. Take that delay of game. Let Jack Fox go out there and just boot it 60 yards like he normally does. So I think you start to manipulate the defenses with showing the look that you're going to go for it. They think you're going to go for it. That's your tendency, and that's how you break the tendency. And one last thing, if I may.
Yeah.
God, you know what really pisses me off about this offseason?
No.
Frank Ragnow retiring after the draft and after free agency. Like, I don't think we talk about that nearly enough. Don't get me wrong. The guy played with basically half a body for most of his career. But that is such a BS move on his part.
It's not. It's not.
But I get it. But all right, thank you guys. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay.
Doesn't sound like he does.
Yeah. No, it's not a BS move. That decision, that we see it all the time where some guys will even wait until a day or two into training camp and be like, I can't do this anymore.
Sure. It's not ideal, but this isn't the Madden offseason progression where all the players retire all at the same time.
Right after the
then
season.
Then you have the draft.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, nobody just, like, if you simulate, right, like, there's no retirements, like, in June?
They'll get a surprise.
I didn't know that. That'd be great. Where'd he go?
Oh, yeah, by the way, he's
mid-season? Someone who retired mid-season? Zadarius Smith?
Zadarius, yeah.
How about mid-game? Wasn't it Vontae Davis years ago who just mid-game was like, yo, deuces, I'm out. My career's over.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown, too, to an extent.
Oh, yeah.
He took his shirt off, too, or jersey. Hey, all kidding aside, and then some of that with that call, but we've kind of ignored or glossed over that Gibbs starts games. Is that's a pretty different big change from last season with the offense. Like, do you guys think there's anything to Montgomery setting the tone? Physicality?
I don't know. I mean, we talked about it at the end of last year. Should they go back to 50-50 split when Montgomery was out and Gibbs carried the load? And I know that I said, yeah, it should be more 50-50. And, you know, Cookie's over here. No, he's the playmaker. Gibbs got to be on the field more. He's got to be 75-25.
He should get the majority of the touches.
I don't disagree.
He should. But in terms of just starting the game.
So. And I get what you're saying. That doesn't mean Montgomery doesn't have his role and spots. And his spots are short yardage and maybe early game. I'm open to that.
Funneling things through that way. That was a key element of what they did before, and I think we kind of just looked over. I don't know, John, you played the game. I don't know if there's something to the physicality that Montgomery runs with in terms of kind of setting the tone. We're going to be physical, and then we're going to put our toy out there.
So I don't necessarily play into that, no, because the difference between last year and this year isn't, are we going to start Montgomery or are we going to start Gibbs? Who's going to get the first carry? It's the holes aren't as big as they were last year, and the push isn't as much as it was last year, and it's not as consistent.
I mean, this whole thing, we're just talking in a bunch of circles here. It's fact that the offensive line is what's holding this back. It's not an opinion. It's the number one thing. You can get on Goff, you can get on 1,000 different things.
Well, but I wanted to bring it back to that. I wanted to look at the 5 fourth downs from this last game and just kind of go through it quickly so we're all on the same page here. The first was a 4th and very short, and they ran with Gibbs, not Montgomery. That's what you're talking about. The second 4th down was a fake punt. None of us like that.
Right.
The 3rd one, 4th one, and 5th were all passes, and it was 4th and more than a yard. So if I'm asking Goff behind this offensive line in a critical spot to convert those 4th downs repeatedly, I'm not playing to the strength of my football team. And the one specifically, it was 4th and nearly 4 at the goal line. Field goal doesn't give you the lead. You don't want to settle for a field goal. But this isn't 4th and a yard. This is 4th and basically 4. And yeah, Brock Wright's open. One problem. Quarterback didn't have time to get him.
Right.
So that's the adjustment we're talking about. If the Lions take 3 here and 3 there, no, it's against what we've been taught. It's against what has worked in the past, but they are not the team they've been in the past. So an adjustment is necessary. We have Red Wing tickets to give away this hour on the show for tonight's game. We have tickets for every home game on the Centennial season. Here's what you're going to want to do. Listen closely. When you hear Ned Ryerson from Groundhog Day say, Phil, you're going to call in. When you hear Phil, the drop, you're going to call in. Phone number's 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.
Hey, you hear the ads. This law firm's bragging about some giant verdict. And to them, it's a trophy. It's a big number. And that's good for them. But if you've just been in a car accident, what's it really do for you? Here's the truth about David Feminino. He wins big, but he also knows it's not about the headlines. It's about you. That money pays your medical bills. It keeps your family steady, and it matters only because you need it. That's the difference. With David, it's never about showing off. It's about fighting for you. You can give David a call at 855-65-CRASH or visit him on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I have a cornucopia of text to read for you, John.
Oh, boy.
Talking about the Lions, they need to change how they play to have the best chance at a Super Bowl. Lean more on the defense, less aggressive on fourth downs. Guys, I think we need to stop talking Super Bowl with this team. It's not happening. I personally don't believe they'll even make the playoffs. They'll lose 2 of the 3 remaining division games, lose to the Rams, and a shootout with Dallas could go either way. They'll end up 10-7 or 9-8.
Well, that's one way to look at it.
Hey, guys, appreciate your expertise. The bottom line, they need a new quarterback if they're going to make a Super Bowl run. He's accurate, but there's too many deficiencies, elite defenses, especially outdoors. He can't get it done. There's a reason LA traded him.
All right, I'll ask this question again. Is it because you know exactly who Jared Goff is? What are his strengths? What are his weaknesses? So you try and build the team around and minimize the weaknesses. His number one weakness is he's not going to outrun anyone. He's not going to avoid a lot of hits. He's just as a statue in the pocket. So what does that mean? You've got to build an offensive line. They've Goff-proofed this offense. We've talked about it. You've got Gibbs. You've got Laporte. You've got Amon-Ra St. Brown. You've got J-Mo. You've got all the weapons to throw the ball to. But what does that do for you if you can't protect him? He's not going to escape the pocket. So what's easier?
So when people hear that, they think we're making excuses for him.
No, I'm not. It's just who he is.
Yeah.
And so it's you have to build the offensive line. It has to be able to protect the quarterback that you know that's his weakness. He's really good at picking apart defenses when he's standing back there in a clean pocket. Really good. Almost at an elite level. And so is it easier to build that offensive line or is it easier to replace your franchise quarterback?
It's easier to replace the offensive line than to start all over at the quarterback position.
And you don't have to replace the offensive line. You just have to strengthen it and continue to make sure that injuries are going to happen. We saw it on the defensive line last year. It's going to happen on the offensive line. It is happening this year. Maybe not to the level that it happened last year, but you've got to be able to have competent backups in there. You've got to have guys that are really good at their jobs, center, guards, tackles. And we don't have that right now.
John, we had the call who went at Ragnow.
Yeah.
There's more of that on the ticket text. John, shut up. Ragnow screwed this team. Clown take to say otherwise. I gave the Lions a pass on this season because of that slime Ragnow. You're not going to sit here and tell me that trash was cool. No thanks. Slime.
All right, if that's your take, you're all a-holes. That's just simply what it is. There are different seasons throughout the course of an NFL year. There's the preseason, there's the regular season, there's the postseason, and when you're a veteran like Frank is, there's surgery season. And it's going to take some time for you to recover from the season, and it doesn't line up all the time with when the draft is or when free agency is. When that decision comes, and you are as healthy as you're going to be, and you don't feel like I can perform for another season, or you just don't simply want to go through the pain, discomfort, everything that it takes to be an NFL offensive lineman, whenever that time frame hits, that's when you make your decision.
And it's misplaced blame. Okay, this didn't sneak up on Frank Ragnow. This is something the organization was aware of.
He discussed it in previous years.
When Brad Holmes talked about watering the garden, right, the idea of harvesting your crops. It doesn't happen overnight. You got to plant the seeds in advance to say, what do you mean? They drafted Tate Ratledge. He's starting. He looks good. They had to replace multiple offensive linemen from last year's team. You needed to be more than a year ahead. You can't plant seeds and then walk out to your garden the next day and go, where are my tomatoes? And, it doesn't work that way.
And Tate may follow the same path that Frank followed. Because Frank, his first year, was a guard. And then they moved him to center, and we had ourselves an all-pro center. Now, I'm not sitting here telling you that Tate Ratledge is going to be an all-pro center, but we know that they've been working him at center. It takes a little bit of time to learn that position. If he moves to center next year, it's going to be an upgrade over Graham Glasgow.
To me, the Ragnow thing is totally on Holmes. The player should have been in place.
Yep.
Hindsight's a fun thing to do at the draft, but a reasonable thing that could have been done was drafting Cam Jurgens instead of Josh Pascal. Pascal went five picks ahead of Jurgens.
Right.
Oh, team that drafted Jurgens, by the way, has Howie Roseman as their general manager and had Jason Kelce in place at the time, the center that was competing with Ragnow for the best in the NFL.
And I'm not going to crucify Brad Holmes for every draft pick. Some work, some don't. He's had more hits, and he's been really good at the draft. Now, the ones that he's missed on are the ones that we're discussing right now, because we could use an offensive lineman.
Yeah, but Cam Jurgens was thought of to be a pretty sure thing in the NFL, and you're taking a guy who had a history with cancer. You know, these darts that he threw at Onzarike and the back issues, the Manu, you're paying the price for that right now. The other GM you're competing with saw trouble coming, and he watered that garden way in advance. Yep. And Jurgens was at guard and then went to center.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, if you're a gamer or you have one in the family, this could be the perfect opportunity to get a good Christmas gift. GameStop is holding this special Trade Anything event where customers can receive store credit to buy video games or gaming consoles or whatever accessory you need when they trade in any physical item. So it's going to be on December 6th. You have to go to a store. You can't, obviously, you got to bring in this item. You can basically trade whatever you want. There is some rules, of course. It has to fit into a 20 by 20 by 20 inch box. And then there's a list of things it can't be. And most of it makes sense, right? It can't be hazardous waste. You can't have lithium ion batteries. You can't bring in weapons. You can't bring in a dead animal or a live animal.
Oh.
You can't bring in anything sexual or explicit. You can't bring in anything that resembles a body part. There's a list of things, but it makes sense when you read the list. You can go online and make sure you're following the rules, and then you bring that in, and you get store credit.
So no WNBA souvenirs?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, you can bring it in, but they'll probably send you right back out. So, kind of cool.
Yeah.
A fight involving several young patients at Havenwick Hospital in Auburn Hills had to be broken up by police over the weekend. On Saturday, police say they were able to separate the groups, calm everyone down. They say nobody was injured. There was some property damaged. They also say they're not sure what caused the fight, but did say charges will most likely not be sought.
Do we know what caused the fight?
No, they said they don't know, but I'm sure a young group of kids just arguing about something and a fight broke out. Meghan Trainor is receiving lots of hate for her recent weight loss. So if you follow her at all on social media, she's been documenting her fitness journey for quite a while after she gave birth to her second child. She's been open about using a weight loss drug, also strength training, working with a dietitian. Lost a lot of weight, but she said she's been receiving an overwhelming amount of hate. And she did this interview with Entertainment Tonight where she said the negative feedback is just getting louder. Yeah, people love to hate, right?
Yes.
And on social media, that's what they do.
It's ridiculous.
They hate you for being too big. They hate you for being too thin. They hate you for doing this. They hate you for doing that. You can't please anybody. You can only please yourself. So, girl, go for it.
Yeah, good for her. Prioritize your health. Who cares what anybody else thinks? The only thing annoying about her right now is that State Farm commercial. I have to see every single ad break during the NFL.
Yeah, you see that commercial quite a bit.
But good for her. She's
I think it's kind of funny.
Oh, I think the commercial, it is. Yeah. It's cute. It's a funny, it's a cute commercial.
Yeah.
But yeah, good for her.
Yeah, good
That's
for
how
her.
I feel. Come on, ladies. Let's not tear each other down. Let's build each other up.
I think it's a bit of a miss when she has to specify that her name is Meghan Trainor. Get it? Get the pun?
Yeah.
Trainer.
I think people are upset because of her. It's all about the base.
Where's the JMO laugh on that one? Come on.
That's why people are kind of going after her, I think, because of her previous songs. Mm-hmm. Finally, let's see. A flight headed from Dallas to Chicago had to make an emergency landing after a man on board claimed that his wife had a bomb in her luggage.
I know. What the heck is this?
I need to know more of the story. Like, did they get into an argument and he was like, dude,
You got to get off the plane.
But I think it was him who got in trouble because he was ultimately arrested. But the flight had to stop in St. Louis. Everyone had to get off the plane. They brought in the bomb sniffing dogs. Police searched the plane. And then it says after a 5.5 hour delay, everyone made it to Chicago.
Except him
because he was arrested. Who knows? Where did the wife go? Did she continue on to Chicago or did she stay back with her husband? I would have went to Chicago. That news is brought to you by Gardner White.
All right. Our conversation with Lions head coach Dan Campbell. Next, 97.1.
FanDuel is the number one sports book for same game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, and you can do it all in one easy-to-use app. Right now is the perfect time to join because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. In case you missed it, it's new customers, and you're going to get $150 in bonus bets. All you got to do is win that first $5 bet. So bet on the players that you love and do it the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/971Detroit to sign up today. That's FanDuel. .com/971Detroit. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. You must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit is required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.